This morning we will be in Jeremiah, and as Brian said, we're going to be looking at some prophets, priests, and kings for the next few weeks, and hopefully you will enjoy it. But I like to go back into the Old Testament. If you go back into the Old Testament, it kind of gives you some pictures, like Pete's always bringing and showing us some old pictures. It kind of shows us where we were and where we're going to, you know. And I like it. I really do. So we're going to be starting in Jeremiah. And we know that Jeremiah was a prophet. There's probably more written about Jeremiah than any other prophet in the Bible. It's a good story. It's not a story. It's a God story. But as you look at Jeremiah, folks, I hope you take time to kind of study these books as we hit on each one throughout the next few weeks. So if you take time to look at these books, you'll see there's a lot going on. And I'm just going to kind of highlight a little bit about what's going on this morning. And that's kind of what we'll be doing for the next few weeks. So hopefully it'll get your curiosity up and you'll have desire to kind of look at it. Jeremiah was my grandmother used to say, a poor old soul. Y'all ever heard that? Just a poor old soul, you know. And Jeremiah, he was, very, very interesting. He was called by God before he was ever known in the womb. God had called him. He called him to be a messenger for him. And so, basically, about two other places, we find that God called Isaiah in chapter 49 before he was born. Paul says that he was called before he was born in Galatians 1, 15, 16. So we see that God has called people before they were ever born to be his messengers. Folks, I truly believe that God calls each one of us to something before you are ever born. Now, you may think, well, I've been here for, you know, like me, I've been here nearly 69 years, and I don't know what I'm called here to do, you know. But I do know that, like Jeremiah, when God called me to come and to be a spokesman for him, that it scared me to death. And I was running backwards just as fast as I could run forward. And usually that's what we all do. Because I felt that same call early in life, and I run backwards. And I never went back toward it. I stayed as far from it as I possibly could. So this is kind of where Jeremiah's at. Jeremiah was... like I say, he was not a successful person in the eyes of his peers or his friends or his family or anyone. He was not successful, folks. He was very poor. He had nothing, basically. And that's kind of the way Jesus was. He was poor. He had nothing. He didn't desire anything. And I think Jeremiah was the very same way. He was just a very poor person. And, you know, but God met his needs. God met every need that he ever had. And, folks, I think that's where we're at today, is we desire so much stuff. We want stuff. And we have so much stuff, and we have nowhere to put our stuff. We need some more room to put our stuff, you know. And I'm just saying, that's the way I am. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, because that's the way that we live our life. But our needs, they are met. They are met every day. And so many times, even the stuff that we desire are met as well. Let's read the scripture and then we'll move on in and talk about Jeremiah. Starting with the first verse, I'm not too good at these names that are in this first three verses, but we'll start and go through them anyway. These are the words of Jeremiah. This is first chapter. These are the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests from the town of Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. The Lord first gave messages to Jeremiah during the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. The Lord's messages continued throughout the reign of King, Jehoiakim, Joshua's son, until the 11th year of the reign of King Zedekiah. Now, we're going to talk about King Zedekiah here in a minute, so you've got to think about this. Another of Josiah's son, in August of the 11th year, the people of Jerusalem were taken away as captives. The Lord gave me this message, fourth verse. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as my prophet to the nations. O sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. And the Lord replied, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. The Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, look, I have put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some of you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow, and others you must build and plant. This is the reading of God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, as we see this reading, we see that the Lord is starts out in the first chapter talking about the kings and all of the people and who he was and who his dad was. But let's back up to King Zedekiah. He was the king at that time. If you look in chapter 36, you're going to see that this reading of this word that we just read is actually the second copy, because King Zedekiah in chapter 36, he had the scroll torn out, took his knife, cut it out, and burned it. And so he didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear all the things that Jeremiah was telling him that were going to happen. Folks, when you back up and you look at Jeremiah's world and our world today, they were almost perfect examples of each other. The economy was bad. The political side of his world was terrible. Does that remind you of anybody we're dealing with today? Everything that they were at the point where they did not want to hear God's word. They were doing everything in the world to keep from hearing God's word. It was a bad time. It was the same thing we're going through today. People were living for themselves, not for others. Same thing we're doing. And so God says, Jeremiah, you're going to have to stand and you're going to have to speak for me against these nations. So that meant that he's going to have to tell them that Jerusalem you got problems. You got problems everywhere he goes. You got problems. This whole world is messed up. And folks, today, as we try to teach and preach the gospel, and we tell people that we got problems, the problem starts with who? Me. Starts with us, ourselves. That's where the problem starts. And until we correct ourselves in the way we think and the way we believe, then you're not going to be able to correct anybody else. You have to start with yourself. And Jeremiah's telling God, he says, look, I'm too young. I can't be talking for you. I can't be speaking for you. I'm too young. Nobody's going to listen to me. And God said, listen to me, Jeremiah. I am going to be with you. 9 times in this scripture that I just read, do you see God telling, saying, I, using that pronoun, I. 9 times he's telling Jeremiah, he's making Jeremiah a promise. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be there for you, Jeremiah. And I'm going to give you the words to speak. Without God having basically told me that he would furnish me the words to say and the words to speak, I couldn't be here this morning. Because did he come and touch me and tell me that like he did Jeremiah? I can't say that. But I knew that he, through the Holy Spirit, was going to be with me. I knew that. And so therefore, all I had to do was to be willing to go and to be willing to be his mouthpiece. That's what he's wanting from each and every one of us. Folks, every day of the week, you come in contact with people that you can witness to. You come in contact with people that you can make a difference in. And so you say, well, Mike, I don't even know enough to be talking about the Lord or the church or anything else. Well, it doesn't take much, folks, to just tell someone that I've been going to church. I've been going to church at Grace Life Church, and I've enjoyed it. I'm young. I'm still on milk. I hadn't got to where I can eat steak yet, but I'm still on milk, but I enjoy it. And if you come and be with us, I think you might enjoy it. You're not saying that you know the whole deal, are you? You're just inviting them to come and to hear the word. Because I don't know it. I don't know it as I should. I don't think anyone knows it as they could or should. I know there's people that are able to pretty much memorize the Bible. I'm not one of them. You know, I wished I was, but on one hand, but on the other hand, I don't see that it'd do me any good. So I'm not one of them. But he says, the Lord gave me this message, and I knew before I formed you, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. You know, folks, as I read this other day, for the first time, back when me and Brian, he handed me this, our preaching outline for the few weeks we had talked about, and he puts it together and puts it on a piece of paper then, and after we talk about them. And I thought about this scripture right here, where it said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. What comes to mind when you hear that for the first time, folks? The very first thing that pops in my mind is I can't wait until I get to heaven. As you get older, you really don't mind talking about getting to heaven. You really get to looking forward to it. My grandmother used to look forward to it, and I'd think, she's crazy. All she talks about is wanting to go to heaven, you know. But as you get older, you get to thinking about it, and you think about it more and more. But as you get to heaven, folks, as we have that opportunity when we get to heaven, we're going to see the babies that were formed, the babies that were aborted, and we're going to see those that God had a plan for that never were used. Isn't that going to be awesome when we get there and we see all the kids that we have lost and the kids that are there before us? It's going to be so wonderful. And knowing that God has put this in place for us, knowing that he has put us to work from the very first day, from the very first day that we come into this world. And then, just as we said a while ago, Jeremiah saying, but Lord, I can't speak for you because I'm too young. Nobody's going to listen. And the Lord said, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and protect you. Isn't that what we're all scared of, folks? We're all scared of going and speaking for the Lord. We're all scared of going and being that messenger for the Lord because we're scared of what people's going to think about us. We're scared of what people's going to say to us. We're scared of what people might do to us. We're coming to a time, folks, pretty quick, you're going to see the persecution of Christians. You're going to see where you can't go to the grocery and be talking about the Lord. And if you think I'm telling you something, then I hope I am. But I feel very confident that this is coming quickly. So we need to be in prayer for our world, just as we said this morning, because it's the same world that Jeremiah was living in. And God said, Jeremiah, you got to tell these people, you got to show these people that what they're doing and how they're living and how they're thinking is completely wrong. And folks, we're there. We got to show these people. We got to tell these people that the way they're living, the way that they're doing is completely wrong. And it may start at home. It may start with a trip to Washington. I don't know. But in between, folks, we got to get ourselves right. Because if our hearts are not right, how in the world can God put words in our mouth to tell anyone else? You see, God was telling Jeremiah, he said, look, I put words in your mouth, and today I appoint you to stand up against the nations and the kingdoms. So you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Destruction is coming. Destruction was coming to these nations. Destruction's coming in a lot of ways that we're not even thinking about. Folks, just stop and think about one thing. One thing. If we went home this afternoon, and for some reason we have no idea what nation could do it, but it could be done just like that. If our electric grid was hit, where would we be? Where would we be in about Wednesday? We would be so messed up. We'd be hungry by Wednesday. We'd be getting, things would be looking terrible and getting nervous. So things are going to be uprooted. Things are going to be different. We're beginning to see, as me and Tammy was talking yesterday, and we see this all the time. We've been seeing it all of our life, but it's getting more common. Earthquakes happening everywhere. We're seeing people hungry everywhere. We're seeing all kinds of things that the Bible tells us is going to happen before the end of time. Wars, rumors of wars, they're happening. Folks, all of this is happening. You're going to be uprooted. Jeremiah's telling these people, and he says, you're going to be torn down, destroyed, and overthrown. But then he says, others, you must build up and plant. He's talking about our salvation, folks. Others will be built up so that they can be built up and planted. You see, God had this all planned out. He was telling these people, get ready. Get your hearts right. Get back in line with me. Get back in tune with me. Get back to where you know me and want to live for me and love me. And he was telling them this, and he was preparing them this because he was going to send his son Jesus, a Savior, our Savior. He's going to send him. He's going to send him to be planted that we can have eternal life. So, folks, as we see this vision that God has given Jeremiah. He sent him a message, and Jeremiah was willing to take that task, that specific task, and to move forward with it. If he hadn't have been willing to move forward, if Isaiah hadn't been willing to move forward, if Paul hadn't been willing to move forward, look where Paul was at. He was a bad dude. And God brought him around and give him a message and send him forward. But if he'd have been all stuck on not going, or Isaiah or Jeremiah had been stuck on not bringing God's word, just look at where we would be today, folks. But they did. They brought the word. And the word was unworthiness. These people are unworthy of the love of God, the way they're living. But God loves you. I want you to do better. I want you to come to know that God loves you. And I want you to understand that He's there for you. Some heard that message, some didn't. It's the same way today. Some hears God's promises of protection. Some hears the words of salvation that we teach and preach. But some don't. Some people don't want to hear it. Some people just take it and go forward. Tammy went to a funeral yesterday, and she was telling me that this guy was telling the people that this is for real, folks. This is your friend. This is for real. This is your brother. This is your dad. And that we have one opportunity, and we have to know Jesus Christ, because when we die, what's going to happen? We're going to hell if we don't know nothing about Him and we've rejected everything that we have ever tried to be taught. You don't care anything about Him. There's a place called hell, just like there is called heaven. So, folks, this is where these people were. They were at a place where they were rejecting God. So as we hear these words today, we asked ourselves, well, if it's basically, Mike, we're at the same place that Jeremiah was. Yes, our world is no different than Jeremiah's world. Well, we've got some pretty good preachers, you know. They've sent some pretty good preachers, and they're on TV, and we can hear them, and they can preach to the world, and all of that. That's not what I'm talking about, folks. I personally don't know very many on TV that I want to listen to, but if I did, the word has got to come from us. We have got to be the messenger. God has a plan for you from day one. It doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 60. It doesn't matter your age. You're not too old to live into that plan that He has for you. Think about, what is it that God has sent me to do? What is it that He has that I need to be doing each and every day? You have a plan. Are you living into it? Have you asked God, what is it that you would have me to do, Lord? Have you sat and spent time with the Lord that would give you an opportunity to know what He has for you to do? I doubt very seriously we do, because we don't want to know what it is He has for us to do, because if it's something very much, then that would require something out of me. And sometimes I even think that I don't spend the time with the Lord that I need to, because I'm thinking, I don't need anything else to do. Lord, I don't need You to be sending anything else for me to do. And sometimes, folks, God sends people to you. He sends things in your life that you don't understand. But it's just like going to school. It's a learning process. And when He sends people in your life, just as He has mine, and those people then, they disappear from your life and you wonder what happened to them. You wonder, where did they go? Why did they leave? Where did they end up at? And it concerns you, but you know what? You've done it because God sent them to you. You loved them because God sent them to you. And wherever they're at now, hopefully they're still continuing to build that spider web, that big spider web that just keeps growing as that spider works. You know, hopefully they're continuing to build this big, giant spider web that's going to cover this whole world. And it's all in the name of the Lord, over something that we have done. So you never know who you're teaching, who you're speaking to, who's listening to you, who's looking at you, who's deciding if you're a follower of Christ or if you're not. Think about it as we go back into this world. Be like Jeremiah. Accept the fact that God has given you a message. Accept the fact that He knew you before you were ever born. accept that fact and move forward in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.